Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers, as well as anyone who might be raising alfalfa, concerning some things we maybe need to think about as we look at 2023. First is, what is going to be the timing of the first cutting? The earlier we take that first cutting, the more likely we will be able to gain yield over additional cuttings. So how are you going to determine when is the actual right time to take the first cutting? A lot of times we just watch for blooms in the field, and that's one way to assess whether or not it's time to harvest. That generally increases the tonnage yield, but take a look at your analysis from your first cutting. When we wait just until we see first blossoms on the first cutting, a lot of times what happens is we're actually have fairly high fiber contents. Your ADF and NDF contents will be higher, and you will also have a lower relative feed value or a lower relative forage quality. Now, what are you going to do about the second, third, fourth, and additional cuttings that you take? How are you going to pull the trigger on that? Most of the time, we just simply use the number of days between cuttings. Keep in mind that generally, as the plant matures, for every additional day past maturity, we lose about 5 points of relative forage quality, which is quite a bit. So waiting too long can be a problem. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.